Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
It's never too early to play holiday music. Deck the halls with Manscaped products. Fa la 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 la. It's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use a Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you, Conan. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for free shipping and 20% off. Now, Manscaped is our favorite product, and they've been one of our advertisers for years.
Yeah.
The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, this is the best thing, is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. And the Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling Performance Package Plus. Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way like Rudolph the Red Nose. Do you think that people calling me Rudolph when I was a kid because I had a big nose is body shaming?
No.
Now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package shower products. All of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and One Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Joe, you should be interested in that.
Absolutely.
And once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 is sitting under the tree and is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new body buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than an old loofah. So basically, you get the shampoo, conditioner, everything. They give you everything you need. You don't need anything else, soap included. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code K100. That's MANSEAPED.com and K100. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Without a doubt, and I've said this before, and I think Disco agrees with me, and I just ordered half a dozen. Probably the most comfortable boxers I've ever worn in my life. They're these black boxer briefs that are really sweet.
Yes.
So, bro, they take care of you, man. They really do take care of you. It's worth it. You know, order it. Stay clean. Be hygienic. Everything at manscaped.com. Happy holidays. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What do you want to talk about, D.I.?
Let's talk about Kanye this week. It's very interesting. Because I am going to have the controversial take, going to be outside the box. But I don't think it should be as outside of the box as it is, right? So Kanye has been going on these anti-Semitic rants. You know, he's been attacking Jews and stuff and all that. He did the Tim Pool show. He's been hanging out with Milo Yiannopoulos. And this guy, Nick Fuentes. Now, like, I know this Nick Fuentes guy is like this right-wing, alt-right troll guy. And I've never followed him or something because I've seen him, like, he like actually like went after Ben Shapiro and his, you know, and his kids and wife in the street one time and like verbally assaulted him and stuff. So I just kind of dismiss this guy as like, you know, just a schmuck, right? He's young. It's like a young punk conservative, what and everything. And the guy's been, and like, there's some clips online where this guy's, you know, this guy's a huge racist. I mean, it's like this guy's like calling, it's like video calling black people the N word and stuff. I mean, like, this, you know, this guy's too much. I mean, it's like, obviously, which is why he doesn't get any, you know, doesn't really get a lot of mainstream publicity, right? But he's hanging out with Kanye, okay? And, you know, the three of them are like, you know, Milo supposedly Kanye's campaign manager for Kanye's presidential campaign for 2024, right? And well, we know Milo, obviously. Milo's been kicked off Twitter. He's a troll. So this other guy's a troll. And Kanye's like, you know, been kind of really pushing the envelope, you know, talking about the Jews. Like he went on Tim Pool's show and Tim Pool was like asking about why he beat so anti-Semitic and he walked off and everything. And Joe places, there goes an Alex Jones' show and he shows up in a, what's the best way to describe this? Like a gimp outfit?
Yeah.
He's got the, like the black face, like a gimp. Like he's got a gimp outfit on with the jacket, in it, right? So, and so he, bro, he was so outrageous talking about like anti-Semitism and Hitler that Alex Jones is getting nervous. Like you can see Alex Jones is very uncomfortable. It's like, what, like, you know, with these guys, right? But play one of these clips, Joe.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. The Jew, I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love, you know, us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
So then he gets, like, there's another clip in here where he's like, I love Hitler. I love, you know, and like, and everybody's obviously outraged at this. He went on a Twitter rant after this and basically, you know, he was, you know, tweeting out a picture of the Jewish symbol with the Nazis, you know, the Nazi symbol in the middle of it. It was just ridiculous to the point that Elon Musk suspended his account for incitement to violence. Okay, and everybody's like, so then all people are like, whoa, how is that incitement of violence? Dude, if you're like promoting Nazism, I don't think, you know, terms of service are so that should be so strict. It's like, you know, that's not acceptable behavior for the platform, because if you're trying to incite Nazis, you know, it's like that is an incitement of violence. It's like because they're, it doesn't take a lot of people to like get riled up and start like going after Jews and stuff. And so I agree with that, right? So you get kicked off Twitter. However, all right, I'm gonna read you a tweet. This is from Piers Morgan. For first of all, Cody, what's your take? Like, everybody followed this. We all saw what happened when you were watching Kanye and like saw these clips and stuff. And what are your thoughts?
Well, he's just speaking his mind, you know. He did see good things in Hitler. I mean, the guy almost took over the world. He was very charismatic, had a cult of personality. He was able to invade Poland, Britain, France, Germany, Russia. The only reason he didn't take over Russia is because of the winter, you know. I mean, the guy was a fucking military genius and a madman. He got Japan to fucking take care of the United States so he wouldn't have to, you know. He fucking, you know, the guy was like, it took him 15 years to get the power. You know, he hated the Jews, bro, because in World War One he was in the fucking army, obviously representing Germany. He actually got awards for bravery and commendation. And he felt that they lost the war due to fucking Jews, Jewish politicians stabbing the homeland in the back. And so when he did his book, which I actually read, called Mein Kampf, when he was in jail, which basically means my struggle, he puts all the blame on the Jews and the Marxists who made Germans look like fucking jackoffs. And he was real good at like what Trump does, you know, using scapegoats, blaming
branding
blaming foreigners for economic hardships. you know, we're number one, you know what I'm saying? So, and people resonated to that, you know? So here's a guy that was able to get a whole country behind him and started Nazism and all that. He was obviously cruel, and bro, and he was a drug addict. He was taking cocaine, he was taking barbiturates, he was taking amphetamines. He was giving steroids to the soldiers. That's why they were so aggressive. And so maybe he read up on him and he's like, well, I find these things good about him. But the thing about Kanye that I also think is he's just trying to one up everybody. He's a glory hound. It's like
egomaniac of the highest order.
Yeah, he's like
order.
Yeah, he's like Flair and Trump. He's addicted to fame. And nobody has more fame than Trump, so he goes out there and he tries to outdo Trump by one-upsmanship. So if you say, oh, you know, we don't like pedophilia, he's like, why not? I think kids should be sex slaves. And he just says things that are
tries to be the center of the conversation.
Right, like, you know how, like, Madonna, Dennis Rodman, they were always trying to stay relevant and, oh, I'll dress up in a wedding dress, I'll kiss a black guy, you know, I'll kiss a virgin. That's basically what we're seeing, except this guy has mental health issues, and he's great at it because he's triggered and fucking trolled the left, and everything he says and does, they're on it, you know? And to me,
he knows a very easily offendable group of people.
Right.
To me, it's
like if you're listening to Kanye West for any message, political, social, you're an idiot.
Right.
Like, I don't listen to this guy.
Okay.
That's what I think about this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Outside the box, because you know, everybody has the same take. Oh, Nachi, he's suckered everybody into an echo chamber of like everybody feeling like you have to say, okay, so then you presented an outside the box thing, which I'm going to do too. Okay.
Right.
Because I want to read you this. This is a Piers Morgan tweeted this, right? And Piers Morgan has had Kanye on his show, and Kanye, you know, is not relenting. And he's like, you know, he's been like anti-Semitic. That's his thing. You know, the Jews are like, so let me read you a tweet from Kanye, from Piers Morgan. And to me, this confirms my theory. Okay. And I'm not positive about this, but I've got a pretty good tape because we're workers. We've been in the business and we know how we've been taught and learned from some of the best people about how to manipulate people's emotions and thoughts, right? So this Piers Morgan text is that I had a lengthy text exchange with Kanye West the other day, which indicated he's now reveling in causing maximum offense. He wasn't just racist and anti-Semitic, but horribly homophobic too. And this latest pro-Hitler rant is sadly more evidence he's lost the plot. Okay. I don't think that Kanye West actually believes a lot of this stuff that he's saying.
Right.
I think he is doing this. I think this is a work. I think he is, you know, he's reveling in being a master troll.
Right.
Saying the worst things you can say, the things that like people immediately like, and bro, this guy's an egomaniac. So like in his mind, I think he's thinking like, I'm manipulating everybody's thoughts right now.
Right.
You know, I'm causing people that, and this is all I have to do is say these things.
Right.
And I think that's what he's doing. Because look at who he's hanging, bro, just the fact that you look who he's hanging out with.
Right.
Master Troll beard, you know, Milo, you know, bro, people forget about Milo. But this is what Milo did. I'm going to say outrageous things, and to the point, okay, they're going to kick me off of social media. And this guy Nick Fuentes, bro, everybody's listening to this guy, like, you know, five words out of this guy's mouth. It's like, why is Kanye West hanging out with this guy? Like, that's like oil and water. There's no reason for Kanye West to be hanging out with this guy. But I think he's doing this to, like, in his mind, you know, people are saying, like, Ben Shapiro and, like, some of these guys are saying he's suffering. He's in a manic episode right now. Like, he's schizophrenic. He's saying, I'm not going to go there. I think he knows what he's doing. You know, I don't think you need to be schizophrenic. Like, schizophrenia is causing you to hang out with Milo Yiannopoulos and this guy. I think, oh, we're going to really piss people off. Let me get Milo Yiannopoulos and this guy. And, like, we'll just be like a dream team of, like, getting canceled. Let's see on how many platforms we can get canceled just for saying things. And I think as a performance artist, and he's not really doing any porn, this is his way to get back at the world because his marriage broke off from Kim Kardashian and the press is treating him not favorably and stuff. And this is his way of, like, I'm going to show the world that I know how to manipulate everybody and manipulate your thoughts and manipulate. And I'm doing this. My take is I don't think this is genuine. I think he's just doing this on purpose. And maybe it's going to cut, like when it gets to the point where, like, you know, like when you hit the main event of this, maybe he's going to like realize that and explain, this is what I did to you people, and look at how you acted. And maybe it's not. Maybe he is just a schizophrenic guy suffering a manic episode. And he's saying outrageous things because he doesn't know what he's saying and stuff. But like the worker in me, it's like I know how to be a heel. I know how to be unlike. I know how to manipulate people's thoughts and emotions. And like I would never go to these lengths. But a guy of this level of magnitude of egomania, and like this, the guy is a brilliant guy. That this is his way of, like, in his mind. Okay, I'm an artist. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, but
like,
what's the point, D.I.? I mean,
what's your take?
What's the point, though? Because even if it is like a long con or work, whatever, the whole point of a long con or a work is to try to make money, and all he's doing is losing money. He's losing all sponsorships, all of his, you know, dedicated diehard fans are turning their backs on him. All the fan Reddits and message boards are shutting down, and he's not going to be able to put a record in any stores. He's not going to be able to get another sneaker deal. He's not going to be able to do this, do that.
And I just wonder if this is a way of him getting back at the world. Cause like they were praising Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, the media. I just wonder if this is his like revenge tour to get back at the world and get back at the media for Kim leaving him, you know, because bro, the guys, you know, we can't, I can never put my, like can you say, like, the perfect example? Kony can do this because, Kony, you were on top. But, like, remember when Flair was having his breakdowns and he was having trouble or issues, everything, and, like, you know, his fall from grace, right? And I'd be like, you know, well, go walk a mile in the guy's shoes. It's like when you're at the top of your profession or you're at the top, like, if you're in it for a living, you do something, and you're at the top of the food chain, and all of a sudden you're not at the top of the food chain anymore. Now people are insulting you online, criticizing you and shit, you know, stuff like, it's like, how does that affect a person that's been at the top? You know, Kanye West has been at the top of entertainment. You know, his tours, like the guy, like you watch the guy's live shows, like clips, the guy's brilliant. Like the live show experience for Kanye West is just amazing. Like, wow, who's this guy's, like, who would have thought of this, right? And I just, you know, you can't put yourself in the shoes of a guy that makes that much money and is at the top of a profession. We're like underlings trying to explain, like, why is this guy doing this and stuff. And then, but what I can do is like, as from the perspective of a worker that's done stuff like this for a living all my life, it's like, I just think this is a master work for what he's getting out of it. Complete attention. You know, like everything Kanye West, trying to, he gets suspended after, you know, the conversation is all about Kanye West for a guy that's an egomaniac, you know? So, do you have any closing thoughts on this, Kanye?
Yeah, what I said, I just think he's doing it for shock value. And Joe says, oh, well, he's not making any money. Well, he's probably the most recognizable name in the world right now.
So somebody said this the other day. They said he's lost all his deals and everything. he's only got 100 million.
Right.
It's like, think about that for a guy.
Wasn't there a bank that refused his money or something like that?
He's getting shut up from banks.
Well, it's like the celebrities still working with that company that put out the ads that had the child pornography lawsuit in it in the background. Remember the kids holding the little teddy bear bags that were in bondage gear and all that shit. Yeah. Paying them?
Do you get any offers for commercials in Mexico? Like, did you do commercials in Mexico back in the day?
Yeah.
Like how many? Like a lot, or just like, you know?
Yeah, a few. Yeah.
Right. Were you ever on a soap opera like Jindrak was?
Yeah.
You were, huh?
Yeah.
What was your character in the soap opera?
In the first one, I played a strong man in a circus.
Right.
The second one, I played Conan.
Right.
The third one, I played Conan. So yeah, those were the three parts. Right.
So you're just Conan the wrestler, but you were like you're the famous wrestler guy. Thing. Yeah.
Right.
You had a good character.
Yeah. Yeah. They always. Yeah. Yeah.
Did your character get a lot of chicks?
Always.
Did your character have like any side hustles with young boys?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, that was a good talk. We're definitely outside the box on this Kanye thing, but I'd be willing to bet money on it though. I think when it all comes out, he's going to say I did that. You know, this is what I was doing. I would put money on that. I think he's going to – I think he wants to tell the world that, hey, I'm brilliant and this is how – I'm so brilliant. This is how I manipulated all you people.
Yeah.
I think that's what he wants to do.
He just, to me, comes up as kind of a jackass, kind of like when you hear Herschel Walker talking and you're like, who would follow this guy?
Right. Georgia and football.
There's blueprints and shit.
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly.
Adam DeMoy.
People that grew up watching Georgia football that love Herschel
Adam Walker. DeMoy.
All right. Well, that's been a good talks.
All right. So that's been our discussion with the Wow One, the Yay, the Yee. And you can, if you have any comments or anything that you want to, you know, talk about this, send them to K100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. And thank you for making this show so popular. Listen to it on the holidays and, you know, keep supporting the show.
Cool.